when some unveiled woman was seen yesterday, Akbar fell in the ground out of shame. When these women were asked about their veil, they replied, "The intellect of our men is veiled." Ya Allah. The veil on the intellect of a man has decreased his sense of honor and respect. This is the result of not understanding Quran and Hadith, Deen and Islam. That somewhere his own mother is unveiled, his own sister is unveiled, and his own wife is unveiled. They go out in sleeveless shirts. No matter how much you tell them that wear your burqa and do Islamic veiling, they reply, "No burqa, we'll just wear a shawl." And the shawls they wear do not fulfill Islamic requirements of veiling. Burqa left, shawls left, scarves left. And now they went to the extent that they started wearing men's clothing. May Allah protect us and guide such kind of women. My dear sweet Islamic brothers, please control their immodesty and unveiling. How will they get salvation after this unveiling? Modesty is dying from our societies because of their unveiling. This is our sole responsibility to address at our homes about veiling. Oh sisters, you love Lady of Heaven, Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Oh sisters, you claim to love that lady who had this wish that even after her demise nobody looks at her coffin. Have you forgotten the teachings of Islam about veiling? You say today is modern world? I say this day and age needs more veiling because immodesty increased, vulgarity increased, boyfriend-girlfriend culture is increased. I pray that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala provide the veil of modesty to our sisters. What will you do in the grave if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His Prophet became displeased with you? Please admit the fact. Who will control the flood of immodesty and vulgarity? Allah says in Surah Tahrim, verse number 6,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ.
O people who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire, the fuel of which is men and stones.
O heads of families, please ponder.